An update on what's happening with the young professionals of Aggieland, Shel Winkley and Jordan Meserold. Here this afternoon, the first thing that I want you guys to talk about is the suit and professional clothing drive that's going on. That is a really cool deal.
Yeah, absolutely. This is we're finally branching out. We've grown enough and grown our member base enough that we're feeling like we can take on our own project. We've done some other community involved type projects, but you know, it was organized by somebody else, or we were just participants. But this is the first one that we're stepping up and saying we want to get involved. We want to be a part of this community and help the community. So we're launching the, what it's appropriately called, the Twin City Suit Up. And so it's a suit and a professional clothing drive. So it's not just suits. So if you've got some old khakis or Dockers in the closet, or an old polo that doesn't fit anymore but still in great condition, that's, we'll accept that as well. And so it's going to be benefiting the Twin City mission. So it's not only there's two areas that it's going to benefit, not only the economically disadvantaged, not, you know, the homeless folks, it's going to benefit them, but it also can benefit the Community Closet, which the Twin City heads up. And the Community Closet is available to people that are just trying to better themselves. They may not be homeless, but they don't have the funds to go out and buy a suit for a good interview or something like that.
And we all know first impressions, lasting impressions in that kind of scenario.
Definitely. And the good thing about this is when you donate your clothes, you know, one, you can take it to Pride Cleaners, either on, let's see, 29th Street in Carter Creek in Bryan, or Harvey Mitchell in Welsh in College Station, or to Harley's over on University Drive. So that's where you can drop it off. Pride Cleaners is going to dry clean it for us, no charge, cut and paste there. And then when it goes to that Community Closet, folks can go get what they need for their interview, and then they take it back and it gets cleaned again, and then other folks have a chance to use it. So that way it's getting multiple uses and helping out as many people as possible.
All right, and this began on Monday and it goes on through the end of the month.
Correct. Yeah, we're going all the way through July 29th, through last Friday of this month. So you've got plenty of time. You've got if you're going to be out of town this weekend, don't have a chance to clean out your closet, you still got a couple weeks to get it out there. So we're definitely encouraging. You know, it's a good time to go ahead and clean out and get ready for the winter, or update your wardrobe. And you know, we've been coordinating a little bit with Ron Crozier over there at Twin City, and he's saying, you know, we could use some fresher items in those closets. You may think your suit may look kind of old, or you haven't worn in a couple of years. He said you should go see sometimes some of those suits that have been in the Community Closet for, you know, 10 years type thing. So they really, they can use these donations. So you got time to get out there through July 29th.
Very good. And about a minute to go, and I want to get listeners updated on how it sounds like Young Professionals of Aggieland has just exploded. You guys haven't even been around for a year.
Let me tell you, we never thought that it was going to catch on this quickly, but there's tons of young professionals out there. Again, it's 21 to 40 years old. And let me tell you, we can't put on enough events. Our members just want more and more and more. And we actually have something going every single day this week, and a lot more events coming up next week, too.
Well, and having that kind of diversity really speaks well for just how diverse your group is.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, our age range, our membership requirement is age 21 to 40. So it's a wide range, and it doesn't matter if you graduated college or if you own a business. Literally, just the requirement is 21 to 40, and you're active in this community. And we get that wide base, too, where we capture, you know, we focus on three things: social, networking, community outreach, or professional development. So sometimes we have members that just want to go out and network and meet other people in the community, and sometimes we have people that want to take part in like a Twin City suit up drive. And that's, you know, we find it and plug them in and get them connected to the community.
And how does one get involved?
All you need to do is either find us on Facebook, facebook.com/YPAggieland, or my favorite, my kind of child, it's www.ypaggieland.org.